Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson, More Than a Game. We've been talking about baseball, but not the rules, not really the game. We're talking about lessons you can learn from the game of baseball. And we learned about one yesterday, that you can't let outside situations make you feel defeated. You need to focus on the task at hand and control your own performance. We have more to learn from today. But since we are talking about baseball, I do wonder if you have ever been to a baseball game. Carolyn, have you been to a baseball game before?
Well, I've been to many baseball games since I used to play, but I also got to see a really great baseball game when I was in Japan as an exchange student. The high school I was going to had a baseball team, and at the end of the game, they let me keep the ball.
What? No way. You got to keep a ball from a baseball game? That's so cool. Well, I've been to a couple of baseball games. I used to think baseball was kind of boring, but I think I'm getting more and more interested in baseball. It's actually quite an exciting sport to watch. Well, we have some more lessons to learn from the game of baseball today. So let's get started with the first reading in today's lesson.
More Than a Game. You can't steal second base and keep your foot on first. Frederick B. Wilcox. If you don't take some chances, you probably won't improve. A runner on first or second base can try to steal the next base. He does this by dashing there as the pitcher prepares his fastball. Stealing a base is not easy, but it might be worth running the risk. We face choices like this every day. Stay safe or take a risk.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. We're back for the second day of our article on baseball and life lessons. Before we begin, let's look at our key words for today. Dash. Dash is a verb. I need to dash to the store for some milk. Run the risk. Run the risk is an idiom. Without a coat, you run the risk of getting sick if you go outside. Self-pity. Self-pity is a noun. He may have hurt your feelings, but self-pity won't help you. Your more information words are the Bambino. The Bambino is a noun. World Series. World Series is a noun. Here are some baseball terms. Base. Fastball. Strike. Home run. Now let's get started with our article.
Well, I like that quote at the very beginning of our lesson. It says, "You can't steal second base and keep your foot on first." This was said by Frederick B. Wilcox, and he says that you can't steal second base and keep your foot on first. Carolyn, what is a base?
Well, a base in baseball is where you want to run to. So you have four bases. You have first, second, and third base, mm-hmm. and then also the home plate. And you need to run to each of those bases in order to score a point.
All right, that's right. You need to run around those three bases and get to the home plate in order to get a point. And we're going to find out about stealing pretty soon. Our first sentence here is, if you don't take some chances, you probably won't improve. Would you agree with that, Carolyn?
Well, I think sometimes it is important to take a chance so that you can make progress. If you stay in the same place the entire time and you don't try to make a change or you're afraid to make a change, it's difficult to improve sometimes.
That's right. So it is good to take some risks, to take some chances, and then you can improve. We continue. A runner on first or second base can try to steal the next base. Now, we're talking about bases here, and you can steal a base from first or second base. Carolyn, when we're talking about this word stealing a base, does that mean someone is going to pick up the base and run home with it without paying?
No. It's not that kind of stealing. It means that they're going to run when they aren't supposed to. So when the pitcher is getting ready to throw the ball, they start running before the pitch is actually thrown.
All right, and sometimes this can be risky. It can be dangerous because the pitcher might see and throw it to the next baseman, and you will get out. All right, so you might want to steal a base if you are playing baseball, but it is a risk. Well, how do we continue with this lesson, Carolyn?
Well, we see that he does this by dashing there as the pitcher prepares his fastball. So they're explaining how you steal a base here. And you do this by dashing. So you run very fast. This word dash means to run quickly, usually for a short distance.
All right, so dashing. Actually, the first thing that I think of when I hear this word is that song, Dashing Through the Snow. Jingle bells, right? You know that song, dashing. That means you're going very fast through the snow. But of course, here we're talking about running. And there is actually a race, or a really short race, called the 100-yard dash, or the 50-yard dash. That means you're running as fast as you can to cross the finish line when you dash.
That's right. And here, the person is dashing to the next base while the pitcher prepares his fastball. And his fastball means that he's going to be throwing this ball very fast, 80 miles an hour, probably.
That's right. A fastball. That's especially fast. There are other kinds of ways to pitch. You might throw a curveball. It might not be as fast, but it can be tricky for the batter. So there are different ways to pitch, and many pitchers like to pitch fastballs. Well, stealing a base is not easy, but it might be worth running the risk. I like this idiom here in this article especially because you do need to run in baseball, and it's an idiom that really means to take a chance. How else might you use that idiom, Carolyn?
Well, you can use it here that running a risk is a good thing, but you might also say, well, if I don't practice every day, I run the risk of forgetting how to do it.
All right, you might run the risk of forgetting how to do something. I know some baseball teams like to buy baseball players, and they maybe have a contract for 5 or 10 years. When you do that, you run the risk of your baseball player getting older and not being able to play as well, but you still have to pay them the money. That's a risk that you might take. You run that risk.
That's right. Well, we have one more sentence here in this paragraph. We face choices like this every day. Stay safe or take a risk. So many times throughout our day, we do find times when we have to make a choice. And it might be a risky choice.
That's right. So you face a choice. You have a choice that you need to make. That's called facing a decision or facing a choice. And the choice is stay safe or take a risk. Well, which one would you prefer to do? Which one are you more likely to do? Carolyn, what about you? Would you be more likely to stay safe or to take a risk?
Well, I am a very cautious person, so I like to stay safe. But sometimes if there is a challenge in front of me, I take the risk and try to do my best and see what happens.
All right, that's good. Sometimes it is good to take a risk. I think if you have a business, you need to take risks. Otherwise, you won't make more money. Sometimes it is good to take a risk. Even if bad things happen, other good things also might happen. So it can be good to take a risk. And especially in baseball, people steal bases. That is taking a risk, but it could earn you some points. Right now it's time for us to continue learning with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. And then we'll go see Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi friends, if you ever have a chance to go see a baseball game in the U.S., there's something you have to do during the seventh inning.
That's right. Immediately after the top of the seventh inning, you should stand up and sing,
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
Okay. I think they get it. Take Me Out to the Ball Game is the third most often played song in America after Star Spangled Banner and Happy Birthday to You.
It's a tradition in the U.S. to sing this song during the so-called seventh inning stretch. Now, that's when fans stretch their arms and legs and other muscles in the middle of the seventh inning.
How did this tradition begin? Legend has it that President William Howard Taft was at a baseball game once, and after sitting there watching the game for six innings, he started feeling sore, so he stood up to stretch.
And upon seeing the president stand up, the rest of the spectators at the ballpark felt obligated to join the president in his gestures. And the tradition of the seventh inning stretch was born.
若是你有机会到美国观赏美国职棒，千万别错过 The Seventh Inning Stretch, 第七局的伸懒腰。这是美国人看棒球的一个传统。当第七局上半局结束时，观众就会利用这个时间站起来，伸伸懒腰，然后主办单位呢就会播放 Take Me Out to the Ball Game。带我去看棒球赛这首歌，来一个带动唱。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 今天的第一个重点，我们看 dash 这个动词。 dash 是指猛冲或飞奔，它是一个不及物的动词。例如 Harry dashed out of the classroom as soon as class finished. 课程一结束， Harry 就立刻冲出教室。或者是 Rita dashed around trying to find her dog. Rita 到处冲来冲去试着找她的狗。Dash 也指赶紧走或离开，例如 I have to dash now, it's already 10 o'clock. 我得赶快走了，已经十点了。接下来我们看的是 run the risk 这个片语。 Risk 是指风险，所以 run the risk 是指冒某种危险。例如 Janet is willing to run the risk of being expelled just to meet her boyfriend. Janet 宁可冒着被退学的风险只为了见男朋友一面。或者是 Greg ran the risk of losing all his savings by investing in this restaurant. Greg 冒着损失所有积蓄的风险投资在这家餐厅。
Today we are on our second day of our article More Than a Game, and we are talking about lessons that you can learn from the game of baseball. Today we've learned that sometimes we need to run the risk of doing something, of taking a chance if we want to improve. It is important to try our best, and sometimes it works out for the better.Well, we have a lot more to learn and another great tip coming up in the next part of our article, so let's read that now.
More than a game. Every strike brings me closer to the next home run. Babe Ruth. Ruth knew that you often have to fail before you succeed.The Bambino and batters before and after him have missed more balls than they have hit. Take the latest World Series winners, the San Francisco Giants. They lost over 40% of their games during the 2012 season. They viewed every win or loss as another step forward. There's no room for self-pity after a loss, only for more effort the next time.
Well, so far, I really like these lessons that you can learn from baseball. At the beginning of this section, there is a quote from Babe Ruth. He said, every strike brings me closer to the next home run. And we learn about what that means in this paragraph. But Carolyn, what is a strike?
Well, a strike happens when you are up to bat and you miss the ball. Mm-hmm. The pitcher throws it and the ball goes right past you. You don't hit it with the bat.
All right, and you are allowed two strikes. If you have three strikes, then you are out. But of course, your goal is to get around the bases to home plate. One way to do that is by hitting a home run. Carolyn, what's a home run?
Well, a home run is when you hit the ball so hard that it goes very, very far and you are able to run to first base, second base, third base, and home plate before you're out.
That's right. And sometimes that is called a homer. That's a nickname, H-O-M-E-R. A homer is a nickname for a home run. And if you do hit a home run into the stadium or into the stands where people are, the batter doesn't need to run. He can just walk around the bases because he hit a home run. And Babe Ruth was well known for hitting home runs. Well, we see here that Ruth knew that you often have to fail before you succeed. You often have to fail before you can succeed. How do we continue with this article, Carolyn?
Well, we see the Bambino and batters before and after him have missed more balls than they have hit. And you see at the very beginning of the sentence, the Bambino. You might wonder who that is. Well, it's just another nickname for Babe Ruth. He was known as the Bambino.
That's right. Or sometimes people called him the Great Bambino. The Bambino. And he said, he and batters before and after him have missed more balls than they have hit. That's because it's really not that easy to hit a ball in baseball. If something is pitched at you very fast, you might miss more than you hit. Well, we continue. Take the latest World Series winners, the San Francisco Giants. Now, this is kind of an interesting sentence, an interesting word to start with. Take the World Series winners, the San Francisco Giants. You could say, take the San Francisco Giants for example. Sometimes we say that. Take this for example. That means you're going to share an example about something. But there's a phrase there, the World Series. What is that, Carolyn?
Well, the World Series is the biggest game in baseball. If you are in the World Series, then you are playing against the top baseball teams in the United States.
That's right. And it's pretty exciting to see baseball games, especially the World Series. You're watching excellent players play America's favorite pastime. Well, we continue learning about the San Francisco Giants. They lost over 40% of their games during the 2012 season. That's a lot of games to lose. Well, we're going to continue, but first we're going to talk about that word season. Usually I think of spring, summer, fall, and winter, don't you, Carolyn?
That is usually what we mean when we say season, but here we're talking about a sport season. So baseball's season is not very long. It's usually the spring and the summer, and then baseball season is over. And then it's time for a football season.
That's right. Different sports have different seasons. Something else that you can remember about baseball is that it's split into a couple of different seasons. There's the regular season where people are competing against each other. There are 162 games in the regular season. And then there's the postseason, and only a few teams are chosen to play in the postseason before the final game. So there are a couple different seasons, even in baseball. Well, how does the lesson continue?
Well, we're still talking about the San Francisco Giants, and they viewed every win or loss as another step forward. So we saw that they lost over 40% of their games, so almost half. They lost their games, but they still won the World Series. So they saw these wins and losses as steps forward. And we want to talk about that phrase there, to take a step forward. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, when you take a step forward, that means you are looking to the future. You're not thinking about how you fail. You're taking a step forward. No matter how well or badly you do, you are still thinking about moving forward. So do you take steps forward? And how do you do that? How do you take a step forward, Carolyn?
Well, I try to focus on positive things and move forward, focus on what is good and in the future.
Mm-hmm. All right, and we read on, there's no room for self-pity after a loss, only for more effort the next time. So if there isn't room for something, that means don't think about it. There's no room for self-pity. Those are some words we do want to think about. We want to talk about these words, self-pity. That means you feel bad for yourself about something.
That's right, and it's not something you want to do. You want to focus on the positive things ahead of you that are waiting in the future. Well, now it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we will join Michelle in the language lab.
Hooray for baseball! It's a great game!
Hey, it's more than a game. Baseball is part of America's identity.
Yes, and you can learn some important life lessons from baseball.
That's right. For example, we can learn how to steal.
Hey, stealing isn't good.
Oh, it is in baseball. If a player dashes to the next base while the pitcher is getting ready to throw the ball, it's very good.
You're right. The runner takes an opportunity to get ahead.
Exactly. But you can't steal second base and keep your foot on first.
Oh, but keeping your foot on first base is good. It's safe. You can't get out.
Right, but you can't steal either.
Oh, So the lesson is sometimes you need to take chances if you want to get ahead.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And here's another lesson from baseball. Babe Ruth said, every strike brings me closer to the next home run.
Wait. If you're the batter and you swing and miss, that's a strike and that's not good.
Yes, but you're closer to your next home run.
Oh, yeah. And in life, every failure brings you closer to your next success.
Yes, that's another great lesson that we can learn from baseball.
Well, that's wonderful. I love baseball.
Me too.
好，继续我们看这一段的第一个句子中的 strike 这个名词。Strike 在这里是指棒球的打击。例如 ,after his third strike, Stewart returned to the dugout and sat down. Stewart 被三振之后回到选手休息区并且坐下来。Strike 也可以当动词过，它的过去式和过去分词都是 struck, S-T-R-U-C-K。例如 ,the patient was hospitalized because he was struck by a car. 这位病人因为被车子撞到了所以住院。所以我们看的是 self-pity 这个不可数的名词。self 是指自己 ,pity 是指怜悯。所以加在一起 self-pity 就是指自爱自怜。例如 ,Eric has been full of self-pity ever since his girlfriend left him. 自从女友离开他之后 ,Eric 就活在自爱自怜中。或者是 no one wants to befriend a person who engages in self-pity. 没有人想跟一个自爱自怜的人当朋友。And now, back to our lesson.
Well, we've learned some wonderful lessons so far in this lesson about baseball. And there are many things that you can learn from the game of baseball. I wonder if maybe you don't like baseball. Maybe you like another sport or you play another sport. Are there any lessons that you've learned from your favorite sport? Any life lessons? Carolyn, what about you?
Well, other than baseball, I didn't really play a lot of sports, but I was part of the marching band in high school, and it's really like a team sport, and each person has their own responsibility, their own part that they need to play. So it helped me to learn that you really can't depend on someone else to do your job for you. You are responsible for what needs to get done.
Interesting, because I was going to say a lesson that I learned from Ultimate Frisbee is that it is a team sport and you need to learn how to play with other people. So I guess it depends on the sport and you do need to control your own performance and also learn how to rely on others sometimes. Well, you can learn a lot of different things about life from different sports. And we have more to learn from baseball, so please come back tomorrow. We'll see you then right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
See you.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Judge Thatcher's house was on Tom's way back, and he stopped there to see Becky. The judge and some friends asked Tom a lot of questions. Then the judge said,
"We can't allow anyone else to get lost there. So I had the entrance closed with a big wooden door with iron on the outside. And I've got the keys."
Tom's face turned white.
"What's the matter, boy? Are you ill?"
"No, sir. I'm not ill. Injun Joe's in the cave."
The news spread quickly, and several boats full of men started towards McDougal's cave. Tom went with them. When the cave entrance was opened, a terrible sight came to the men's eyes. Injun Joe lay stretched on the ground, dead. His face was close to the edge of the door, and he had broken his knife trying to cut his way out. A few days later, Tom went to see Huck again.
"Huck,"
said Tom,
"we'll have to do something about the money."
"What? Tom, you haven't found out something, have you? Where do you think the money is?"
"Huck, it's in the cave. The money's in the cave."
"How far into the cave is it, Tom? I've been up and walking for a few days, but I can't walk more than a kilometer or perhaps two."
"It's about 8 kilometers into the cave the way anybody else would go, Huck. But there's a very short way that only I know. I'll take you there in a boat. You needn't even row."
"Let's start now, Tom."
"All right. We want some bread and meat, and a few little bags, candles, and some of those new things they call matches, and several fishing lines. We'll use Dan Smith's boat. He's away, and he won't know."